We think nice statements have nice results, and they do. But do we think about the statements that we're thinking that are nice, that should have nice results? For instance, I express my original purity and integrity. I am transfigured. Now, those two statements go together very nicely, and they're kind of fun. But now, what does it mean? To be whole is to express your original purity and integrity. Now, is there anything more that's necessary for us to express our original purity and integrity than to be whole? What does I am transfigured mean? I am transfigured could mean, and probably does to most of us, it means that I was a jerk and now I'm not. I had a mess in my body and now I'm transfigured and I am pure. Clean and pure. Now, if that's what it means, and I'm thinking it does, if that's what it means, it's not a benefit to us to say I'm transfigured. Now, what are we transfigured from? See, this is something we haven't always stopped to think about. It sounds good. Sounds wonderful, you know. I'm born again, you know, I'm transfigured, and stuff like that. Well, from human points of view, it's interesting. From divine points of view, it's impossible. From the divine, you can never be born new because you never were not. You always were everything that you ever will be. And you cannot be born anew because you never were not all that you are. However, you could lay aside attitudes that had you express other things than what you think are born anew things, you know, good things. But we have to be very careful. Because if we're going to talk about something being bad, which I am transfigured means bad. Transfigured means that you are now your super-duper self, whereas before you were not your super-duper self. Now, that's hard. That's hard. That sort of takes away a lot of the fun that we've been having with this. But maybe that's what we should be aware of more often. Do we have a tendency to say that? Now, Ellen used the illustration today about the little train, and she used it a little differently than normally, but the little train says, I think you can, 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 as he's working his way up the hill, which is what he should do. He should think that he can. And then, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. Now, why doesn't he say, I know I can, as he goes up the hill, instead of, I think I can? Because to him, think precedes knowing. Mm-hmm. And if that is what he means by saying that, then that's interesting. But we want to get past this thinking part, as we've talked. It's an advanced area. It's an advanced area. And a lot of you are not ready for that yet. A lot of you want to think. And that's okay. That's okay. But when you get to the point where you know, you no longer think. You are. You live it. You express it. Now, Ellen, what's the sum of a lot of numbers together? And you says, oh, I haven't the vague foggiest, you know. And I said, Ellen, what's the sum of all these numbers? And then I say, Ellen, what's the sum of all these numbers? Well, you want a sum? All right. It's 3,475,000. Well, that's right. That's exactly what it is. Why didn't you say that right away? Boo, boo, boo. You see, we don't believe ourselves. Now, are we always going to come up with the right number? No, because we don't believe ourselves. Because we're doing inside thinking before we just say, are you going to let me come up with a number? I should come up with any old number? And, you know, you're not thinking of a number. So you just say 1, 2, 5, 9, you know, and you, as you say something, it's off the top of your head without any relevance, without any thinking, you know, without any preparation at all, and not even going back to the numbers that were given to you, which weren't given to you, and you come up with an answer, and of course the answer is going to be right. But this takes training. This takes training of listening to yourself, listening to the divine within, listening to who you are and what you are and where you're going. Now you can do it. You can do it. But I express my original purity and integrity. To be healed or to be whole is to express your original purity and integrity. To express your original purity and integrity is to be all that you ever could be, the allness that your capacity is. It's whatever you can be. Now, that's good. That's good stuff. But then when you say you're transfigured, if you mean by transfigured that whereas before you were a jerk, now you're not, then that's not too cool. If by transfigured, I can't imagine any other way that you could say it, though. Can you imagine another way to say transfigured? I mean, to define it? To define transfigured by saying...
going from the human awareness to the divine awareness, which is not something bad.
No, well, the other is not really bad either. But
change of expressing, of affecting myself.
Well, that's the point. It's a change of expressing yourself. But the thing is, if you're saying I am being aware of my divine self, whereas I was aware of my human self before, I'm aware of my divine self, that is more true, because that doesn't say that the divine self wasn't always there, and your divine self...
I remember now.
It's awareness. It's
remembering is good too, but aware, remember, they're the same ballpark words. But you see, that's not what we think, though. That's not what we think. What we think is that before we were not whole, and now we're whole. You know, we're transfigured. We're expressing our youthful, dynamic, forceful, perfect body. Our appendix is back. Our adenoids are back. You know, our heart is back. Anything that has been removed or replaced or fixed up is now in its original form. You know, its original form. And all of my baby complexion is back. You know, and all of my See, right away we get nods and noos for that. But this is it. We are returned to our original purity and integrity. So all of our life we have the baby-like complexion. All of our life we have the healing capacity that babies have and the wholeness that babies have and the bodily the perfection that babies have. They don't have it all fully developed, but it's the perfection that's there. We can have it developed and have perfection too. Now, if a baby had was born with the ability to speak and communicate and so forth, it would probably be never need to go to school for anything, never need to do anything because it's all there. It is taught as it grows up that it has to learn, because it hasn't been taught to listen within, hasn't been taught to hear what the divine inside of it says. So that would be a great school, a great training course to have. I expressed my original purity and integrity. Now that's just a statement of fact. Now, what statement of fact could we replace I am transfigured with? He transfigured, the transfiguration and that sort of stuff out of the Bible, it has such a big...
dramatic change.
Yeah.
Like evolution.
Dramatic changes, yeah. As though it's something that is transformation, you know, that's what it is. You know.
You could say I'm aware of it.
Of what?
Who I am.
When I say I express my original purity and integrity, and I'm aware of it.
There you get another bubble. Because
because you can't be aware of it.
If you are aware of it, then you are not it. And when you are it, you're not aware of it. And that's a tough
idea. I am my original purity and integrity, period.
Now that gets closer to it. That gets closer to it. That might be it. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. And then we don't need it. I'm transformed. I am my original purity and integrity. Instead of I express it, which is good too, but I am it. I am it. Now, is that going to mess us up anywhere?
No.
I am my original purity and integrity. Now, that's a good statement. I am my original purity and integrity.
I live up to my original.
No. We don't live up to something. That means, you know, we're not there. I am and I express it. I live it.
But it's just a confirmation.
Yeah. To live up to it is something like a challenge, you know, that we are facing. It's a good thought, but it doesn't. See, we want to. I live. See, there's by having those extra words. I live up to. I live. So we want to really have that positive, dynamic attitude in there for ourselves so that we are expressing it as fully and beautifully as possible. And that's good. So think about these things. They're very powerful. They're very wonderful. They give us a great new direction for our thinking. But when we are so delighted with certain affirmations, and then as we think them through, do they cut us away from where we're going, or do they support us in the direction that we're going? And we have to be able to release our sacred cows, because if we don't release our sacred cows, we're in trouble. Well, what's a sacred cow? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And then it says, and leave us not in temptation. Lead us not into temptation. I mean, that's a sacred cow. Lead us not into temptation. As though God could lead us into temptation. And leave us not in temptation. As though God would leave us not into temptation. Or lead us or leave us. And that's a sacred cow. And the song Ave Maria has a number of sacred cows in it too. And then the song of the Messiah, Jesus is risen. He is risen. He is risen from the grave. But okay. Let's just put that to the test for a moment. If Jesus had a spiritual healing, had a spiritual transformation, if you will, would he ever remember it, or would we ever know about it?
We wouldn't.
We wouldn't. Now, you see, where did the story come from?
Human.
The story, like the Bible, is a human story. And we have to be very careful, because let's just say, for want of a better word, the devil enjoys keeping us human. Mm-hmm. And we are the devil. We are the devil. Our thoughts, our limitations, our humanness keeps us human. And the very thing that should transcend us keeps us human. So we want to be careful about that. So let's take this phrase, I am my original purity and integrity. I live my original purity and integrity. Let's take that statement and let it be ours. But in the process, let's be careful that we don't get hooked by a sacred cow, and that we also have the strength to dispose of a sacred cow. So, I am my original purity and integrity. And I like it.